Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He, of course, is from the Post-Gazette, and he's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Doran, it's just come out in the last few moments. The Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs are going to play on Thanksgiving, 4:30 p.m. on CBS. We'll see whether or not if George Pickens is on time for that holiday game.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Not on time for the Chiefs-Steelers game on Christmas Day. Ray, good morning to you. We know the Steelers play at Detroit this year. You think they could wind up on Thanksgiving? Have you heard anything about the Steelers playing on holidays this year?
You know, I would be surprised, guys. I was looking at some of the recent trends with NFL scheduling yesterday. And, you know, a couple of things. Typically, you know, with a few exceptions, but typically – when you play an international game, they're going to schedule your bye week the week after. So I think Steelers are probably looking at the first week of October for
Ray,
their bye week.
Now, real quick on that, and this could be wrong, but I had somebody who might be in the know, a capital S somebody, tell me that the Steelers have requested. Now, I don't know if the NFL is going to listen to this. They've requested to not have their bye week that early. They don't want to have a week five bye.
Yeah, I don't know if the Steelers have a say in that or not, okay. But if you just look at recent history, when teams come back from that type of a travel, the NFL typically schedules it that way. So that I would be surprised if the Steelers don't have the first week of October. And then the second trend I was looking at, and listen, the Steelers are a national brand, so they might be an exception, but I would be surprised if they play on Christmas or Thanksgiving this year, just because the NFL has leaned on them so much over the years. They were on Christmas Day last year. I don't think they would ask them to do that again. So I don't think it's going to be Detroit on Thanksgiving either.
If the Steelers did play Detroit on Thanksgiving, do you think Caleb Johnson calls heads or tails if it goes to overtime, Ray?
Yeah, Jerome Bettis. They played, what, in Indianapolis on Thanksgiving a few years ago.
Yes.
But they haven't been back in Detroit since then. So
also, yeah, the famous Mike Tomlin going to trip Jacoby Jones game was a Thanksgiving night game at M&T Bank Stadium. Ray, did you go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, back when I was a kid, I think 1983, they lost like 45-3 to the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, but that was a million years ago. So
Ray, this wasn't quite a million years ago, but the last time the Steelers played internationally was against the Vikings. Did you cover that game?
I did not. I was back in Pittsburgh. I think just Jerry and Ed and maybe a columnist went. But what I remember about that game, guys, is it was my daughter's birthday, September 29th, and Elsie Greenwood passed away that day. So we were having a birthday party at my house for my daughter. She was obviously very young then, and I had to write an obit on Elsie Greenwood, man. And that kind of got my wife mad at me. But, you know,
Ray, what have you heard? Who have you heard? Or who would you want to see? Who entices you for the Steelers to open up the NFL season with on week one?
I love it when they open with division games, but the NFL has kind of, you know, put that off until the end of the season. But I love it. You know, there was, you know, a couple, I want to say like 5-7 years ago, they would always open with the Browns. I would love to see that again. But more and more, Dorn, I think they're going to NFC games or, you know, conference games that aren't within the division. But I used to love it when they would play AFC North games early in the season. But it just seems like they try to, you know, trick this thing up at the end of the season where you have all these TV matchups with playoff implications. So, you know, it'll probably be an NFC team or I heard you guys talking before. Somebody left the Dolphins, probably something like that.
Ray, we'll get down to some nuts and bolts questions about this roster in a couple of minutes. But what's more intriguing to you if Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler, the matchup against the Jets or the matchup against the Packers?
Oh, the Packers, because that's where his history is. I mean, you know, his Hall of Fame career is defined by the Packers. I think that would be – listen, if they put that game in prime time for the opener, I would love it. I mean, that's – I think the networks would be all over that game. So I know they got to spread it out. Other teams are going to be in play, but I would be surprised. And you don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be here or not, definitely, but I would be surprised if that's not an early season, like – Sunday night football game.
Ray, when the season starts, what do you think the split will be at running back? They obviously just signed Trey Sermon. Don't know if he's even going to make the team. Might be practice squad or might be the fourth back. But between Jalen Warren, Caleb Johnson, and Kenneth Gainwell, how do you think the split is going to go between those three?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be close to 50-50. I think they will defer to Jalen Warren early in the season, and they're not going to hand anything over to Caleb Johnson. But I think at least to start, you know, it might be 55-45, 60-40 in favor of Warren and, you know, a couple of snaps here and there, you know, for Kenneth Gainwell. But I think I told you guys right after the draft, I would not be surprised at all if by season's end it's pretty close to a 50-50 split. There is a reason they went out and got Caleb Johnson in the third round. They had him higher than a third-round pick. They were surprised when he was still there. So they are excited about him. And at rookie minicamp last Friday, he was the first guy that stood out to me. I saw him going through drills. He was all rocked up. I'm like, okay, give me the roster. Who's number 20? And it was Caleb Johnson. He looks every bit the part of an NFL football player.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, I've seen a lot come out about George Pickens since the trade. Things that either beat writers were sitting on and didn't report, or things that were perhaps passed along now that Pickens isn't a teammate. Have you heard any Pickens horror stories that otherwise went unreported before?
No, I just think, you know, what we've learned since the trade is it wasn't one thing that forced them to make this deal. It was just the accumulation of everything that happened last season. And, you know, at some point over the off season, they just made the decision that they were going to move on from him. So, you know, we can go back and detail every little thing that happened, but I don't think there was one thing that said, okay, we got to trade George now. I just think when they made that decision, guys, to go out and acquire DK Metcalf and to sign him to a $150 million contract, I think the writing was on the wall then. I think a lot of people sort of got, oh, on paper, Pickens and Metcalf. No, that was never going to happen. If it was going to happen, it was going to happen for one season. So when they made that decision to sign DK Metcalf, we all knew they were going to move on from George eventually. And eventually the Cowboys gave them the right offer.
Ray, I just asked you the question about the running back split between the three of them. What do you think the split would be between Mason Rudolph and Will Howard if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like, there's a lot of speculation about Kirk Cousins, right? Like, would you want to go out and get a guy like that? Or would you want to just go out and get a better backup than Skylar Thompson, right? Because do you really want to put pressure on Will Howard, you know, to be in a quarterback competition as a rookie? So I would imagine if that was a scenario, obviously Mason gets the bulk of the reps. They would prepare him to be the starter. And I don't know. I'm just throwing out names here. I don't even know if this guy signed within the last week. Maybe you upgrade to a Carson Wentz over a Skylar Thompson, and then you keep Will Howard as the number three, but you still give him plenty of reps in camp, and you still give him plenty of reps in the preseason, because you want to find out what that guy is all about this year, because you're going to be on the hunt for a quarterback next year. So I want to see Will Howard as much as I can in July and August, because I want to know what he's all about before they go into the scouting process for the 2026 draft.
Last thing here for you, Ray. What percent chance would you give the Steelers of signing a wide receiver that's not just some camp body, that's not like in the Robert Woods mold, but more in the Amari Cooper mold?
Yeah, especially if Aaron Rodgers signs. I'm not saying he would handpick a guy, but I think they would try to get a guy that he would want on the roster. So, yeah, percentage chance. If Aaron Rodgers is here, I would say 60%. If he's not here, maybe that goes down to about 30, 40%.
Raymundo, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's the man. Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo. All right, when we come back, we've already mentioned the Steelers' schedule, even though we don't know it. Their opponents rank 19th in terms of winning percentage from last year out of 32 NFL teams. So not a super difficult schedule, but is that misleading? We'll get into that coming up next. And also, if you want to watch every NFL game this season, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Doran, you sent this to me last night. I think it's fascinating. We'll get to that too. John Wehner at the bottom of the hour.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I put out an unpopular take on social media, Doran. And a guy named James tweeted at me, and I like it when people insult me and it makes me laugh. James writes, "What a douchebag take. Look in the mirror this morning and say it, douchebag." And then somebody else on Twitter told me, "Get a life." And I said, "How about you go take a hike?"
Ritz.
I think I got the better of that exchange. You could tweet me, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You could tweet Doran as well at Score and Doran. It's brought to you by SouthHillsKia.net. And I'd like to tell all of you out there that it is 8:20, and it's the time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Albeit for me to disagree with a great friend of ours and a tremendous Steelers insider, Ray Fittipaldo. But he said he doesn't think the Steelers are going to play on a holiday this year because the NFL has asked the Steelers to do a ton of heavy lifting of late, and now they've got the Ireland game. I think for any team in the NFL, you would think, okay, they're going to play internationally. They might not play on a holiday. I think the Steelers are always the exception,
always.
Never the rule.
Right.
I mean, think about 2016. They played on Thanksgiving night, Christmas, and New Year's Day. 3 holidays, and Art was steaming mad. Meanwhile, last year, their schedule, the final 6 weeks of the season, it was awful. Final 8 weeks, you're playing all your division games. So weird schedule stuff does seem to happen to the Steelers, including 3 games in 11 days. I'm not ruling out that they might play on Thanksgiving against the Lions.
Well, there's always give and take, right? There's always give and take, especially with the NFL. And if the NFL feels like you are one of the biggest brands, they want to put you on the biggest pedestal. And in the NFL's mind, it's like, look, Pittsburgh, look, Art the Second, we're giving you the NFL draft. You're going to give us something. You're going to give us something. You gave us something last year. That's great. We appreciate it. But you're going to have to give us something again because we're bringing a lot of money to your city.
Yes.
And we're finally giving you the NFL draft. You're going to give us something.
They got a big clock, Doran.
They do.
Which is massive. Like, can we fix a pothole?
No. That's great.
I mean, seriously, that thing couldn't have been cheap.
No.
It's going to run year-round? A giant clock?
I mean, somebody's going to try to do something to it, right? You know how people are. Ridiculous.
Don't put that out there.
Dude. I mean,
it's
going to
come back on you now.
I don't have to put it out there. People are stupid.
Would you sleep out in front of the clock for a full year for $100,000?
No.
$200,000?
No.
$300,000?
No.
All right, now we're getting ridiculous. Of course you'd do it for $200,000.
Every, what, I mean, in the cold?
Yeah.
Outside?
For $200K?
Just a sleeping bag?
Yes.
No.
And a tent?
No.
You could have a tent?
No.
You could have one of those little...
$300,000 is nothing.
Warmer things? A heater? Space heater? No. Battery operated?
No.
$200K?
No.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So I'm throwing it out there. I have no inside information on this. I really think it's going to be Steelers and Lions Thanksgiving 12:30. And I think it's bad for my mom because she gets very flustered.
Are you going to give me the credit for that? I think I'm the only one that brought that up.
I brought it up first.
No, you did not. I brought it up an hour ago.
Holy hell. I've never heard your voice get that high. You must be right. You know what? You must be right. If your voice is getting that high, I stand corrected.
You really thought you brought that up first?
I thought that I'm the one who said that, yeah.
No, I said that. Jesus, I knew you. See, that's why I had to call you on it. Because I was like, is he really going to just take this and
no,
run with it?
No, I said it first, really? Really?
Take with it and run with it?
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I had the genius thought this morning that the Steelers could wind up playing on Thanksgiving. My mom's going to be all worked up. Get the turkey and the stuffing and the corn souffle and
remember,
all that.
Remember I asked you, I was like, do the Lions play the same team? Or do they play the Packers every year? The same team? You're like, no, they don't. I'm like, oh, okay, well, it could be the Steelers then.
Well, you were asking and I was saying. You asked a question. I was definitive.
Your mom is, I mean.
She, dude, we cannot, swear to God, She cannot, at her house, watch the Steelers with the windows open because you will think someone's getting murdered.
Really?
She doesn't usually curse. For 4 hours on Sundays, she is losing her mind. She's got her Steelers so earrings, her Big Ben jersey. Oh, yeah.
Because of having to prepare.
It's going
to
ruin Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Because she's going to want to be focused on the bird and all that, but she's going to have her heart on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, I mean, I would prepare the day before, the night before, everything the night before.
Yeah.
Keep it warm.
She won't want to do it. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take the brunt of the responsibility on me. I'm going to have to step up to the table.
What are you going to do?
Bring a salad or something.
Can you make a turkey, you think? And it be good?
No.
No.
Buddy, and I know you're very good with the turkey, I would dry that sucker out so bad. So bad.
What do you think you could make that would actually be good? That's an actual Thanksgiving dish.
I'm not a cook. Not a good one. I can grill. I mean, there's nothing I could bring to the table that would be better than what is already going to be there. Not one thing.
Seriously?
I can make a mean Brussels sprout. You just cut them in half.
Can you make mashed potatoes?
Yeah. I could do that. You like lumps in your mashed potatoes, Doran? Get the lumpy variety. All right. If you want to watch every NFL game this season, and you sent this to me last night, if you want to watch every single game, and there are people out there who want to do this, it would cost you $1,515.40. Sunday ticket is $522. YouTube TV, $563 for the year. Peacock is, oh, come on, Peacock, $13.99. Netflix is $22.99. Amazon Prime, $89.94. ESPN Plus, $104.94. Is that what I'm paying for ESPN Plus? Taxes and fees are $197.66. Total, $1,515. It's a crime.
Oh, my God.
Now, it's why the cap's going up, and it's why all the owners love Roger Goodell, but it ain't for we the people, man. That sucks. Now, I don't know that I know a lot of people that watch every single NFL game. Like, there's games you don't want to watch.
Right.
Like, there's some bad games. We've seen some bad international games over the years. Like, do I want to watch Titans-Jag?
No.
No, I don't need that. So let's say you take the NFL Sunday ticket out of it. But a lot of people get Sunday ticket because they don't live in Pittsburgh and they want to watch the Steelers from coast to coast. But let's say you take Sunday ticket out of it. You're still talking $1,000.
Yeah.
That is disastrous. I hate that for the people, man. Because the NFL, like, you're going to watch Oakmont, you watch the Masters, and golf is expensive. You got to go get your tee times, you got to get your clubs. Golf is expensive.
Yep.
The clothes, the attire.
Yeah.
So you got, like, Rolex commercials, and you got, like, Rolls-Royce commercials.
Lexus.
Yeah. All these high-end cars.
The Mercedes, yes.
Yes. You watch an NFL game, and it's like, get a Chevy, drink a Bud Light. Oh, and here's some pills that will get you ready for sexy time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The NFL is supposed to be for the common man. The common man can't be spending $1,000 on football. But the league obviously knows how to make money. The league knows what's best for business. And I guess the league knows that a lot of people are going to pay this money. And that sucks because we're captive. I say this all the time. You can just keep driving prices up and enough people are going to pay that it makes it good and the rest of us are suffering for it because you're either going to pay that money and it hurts or you're not going to pay that money and you're going to have to suffer because you're not going to get to watch a game.
I mean, it is a legit addiction. It's like you're feeding a drug addiction.
Yes.
You're feeding a drug addiction and you know that people are starving for football and they want to see certain games and they're going to pay for it. And it's not even just the money. It's surfacing through the different apps. It's you know, older people who don't have all those streaming services having to sign up and then type your name in and then type your credit card in.
I hate
type
that.
Your last name in. And then, you know, you got the, you have to do it with your phone, the QR code. And then that goes to your phone. And then that has to go to the TV. Like, it's all that, too.
Right.
Just to get it.
It's a rigmarole.
It's crazy.
You're jumping through hoops. And I hate now. And this, you want to talk about first world problems? I understand fully. This is a first world problem. I hate, like, a college football Saturday, just as an example, because I have the Amazon Fire Stick and all these apps. If I'm, and you got your phone there too, so you know what games are close and what games you should flip to. I miss the days of cable where I could just hit the last button. Well, yeah. All of a sudden, I got Clemson LSU. Now I got to get out of one app.
Right.
Got to pop on over to CBS. It takes like 2 minutes lag time. And by that point, Brian Kelly's already screwed up the two-point conversion, and I've missed a chance to laugh at that guy.
It's all about money. It clearly always has been, but it's insane. That was insane when I saw that yesterday. So I was like, you know, we got to spend a little bit of time on it because that's what you get for wanting to watch football.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And locally, you can watch the Steelers, like the NFL Network game for the Ireland one that kicks off at 9:30. Like, you're going to get that on local TV. The local TV stations will bid for the rights, so you'll get to watch it. But if you want to watch the other games, you're going to have to spend all kind of money. Here's a good text on this. The NFL would hold your grandmother upside down by her ankles to shake the loose change out of her pocket. My grandma's dead. All right, John Wayne are going to join us next. How's he feel about Don Kelly through five games? And what the hell is going on with Brian Reynolds?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh yes, that time again. Our favorite dude, John Wayner, joins us right now. Wish we could talk about a Pirates victory from last night. We cannot. Mitch Keller was very good. Paul Skeens very good the night before. In fact, John, in the last eight games, the Pirates have a 2.28 ERA from their starters, and they are 2-6. How frustrating do you think it has to be for those guys? And good morning, by the way. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be here. Glad to be with you guys. Glad that you included me in your morning show this week.
Yeah, we did cut you out last week. I forgot what the breaking news was. Something big happened.
George Pickens.
Oh, that was it.
Right.
That was
My goodness, you guys are weak.
John, we wanted to go a segment without talking about the woeful Pirates offense. We were actually doing them a favor, I think.
Funny thing is I silenced my phone the night before for the game, so I was on TV, and I forgot to unsilence it. And I woke up at like 8:40 and saw your message.
So you would have missed it anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was 7:40 that time. It was probably the only day of that week I slept past 7:30. I'm always up usually by 6 or 7. But yeah, it let me off the hook. I appreciate it. I was like, whew, good. I really got my hand slapped. But back to your question. Man, incredibly frustrating. I mean, these guys are pitching well, and they're in every game. And you know, it's got to be so not only frustrating, you got to real these pitchers got to feel like every pitch matters. It's so hard to pitch that way, like to where you can't give up a run. You can't, you know, you can't let a guy drive a ball. God forbid you give up a home run or something like that, because there's just no room for error. And the way this offense has struggled, you have to wonder, the changes need to be made. You know, you got half the team, just about every night, half the team's hitting below 200, you know, meaning if they go 1-for-5, their average goes up, which is crazy. And so I don't know what the options are. If you just keep running them out there, I mean, we're more than a quarter of the way through the season. You try somebody else, you bring somebody up, you make a trade. But yeah, it has to be incredibly frustrating for these pitchers. I know they had a lot of high expectations coming into the season. When you pitch that well, you expect to win, and yet that's not happening.
John, what's going on with Brian Reynolds? I mean, we've seen him have slow starts to seasons before, but he's going into uncharted territories right now, or it could be one of his worst seasons ever as a baseball player. What are you seeing from Reynolds at the plate?
Man, I was watching, you know, kind of mechanically last night, you know, just kind of seeing if I noticed anything different. I don't. I mean, when he struggles, it's usually because it's the timing and he's not on time with the fastball. When he gets on time with the fastball, everything kind of slides into place. And for whatever reason, you know, he's a little bit in between. I don't know if he's getting started late, or, you know, if that front foot's getting down late or what. But when he struggles with the fastball, he struggles with everything. And I've never seen him like this. I mean, I think it's 2-for-42, 0-for-17, or whatever the case may be. And,
yeah,
you know, he's just way too good for that. I mean, I didn't think that was even possible for him to be 2-for-42 or whatever it is, because he's so talented, he's so good, and he's such an important part of that offense. And that's part of the reason, too. I mean, Cruz is out, Reynolds is struggling. I mean, those are your two best hitters. Those are the two guys you rely upon to drive in those runs and, you know, and hit the ball to the ballpark. And you know, basically those two aren't there for whatever reason. And you know, so you hope others can kind of step up and pick up the slack and do it. But, you know, last night, first and third, nobody out, three punch outs. Second and third, one out, a punch out, they get out of it. I mean, you know, you make contact in those situations with less than two outs, you know, the outcome could be different. And so, you know, it's not just not hitting for power. It's just putting the ball in play to bring a run home at times.
So they have not been able to score more than four runs in 19 consecutive games, which is a new Pirates record. So right now, I mean, this offense is historically bad. That being said, I think you're seeing Don Kelly push a lot of the right buttons, John, and I wonder if you agree. Like, as an example, the ninth inning, you have Adam Frazier running. I think they've been thoughtfully aggressive. They've been laying down bunts, bunting at the right time. Have you seen the same kind of right buttons being pushed by Don Kelly?
No, 100%. I mean, he's being aggressive, and he has these guys stealing. I don't remember Jared Triolo stealing third, you know, in the last couple of years. And, you know, he started a double steal. And, you know, Frazier, you know, he's a little older, he got some speed, but, you know, he's huffing running from the get-go. And I'm sure that's preparation too. I mean, I think you could take liberties off of certain pitchers, and there's certain pitchers that are slower to the plate. And I think, you know, Diaz, in fact, boom, right away, we're off and running. And so, yeah, you have to do it. Again, they're struggling so bad hitting with runners in scoring position, you try to put guys in position where you don't need a hit to score a run. And that's what we saw with the bunt. Yeah. That's what we see with the double steal. You get these guys in the scoring position, and, anything could happen. I mean, actually, Bart hit a ball hard. I thought that ball was up the middle. I thought we were going to take the lead there on Bart's. And, I think Reynolds hit a hard ground ball, but they had the shortstop up the middle. There have been instances, and I'll say that with Reynolds too. I mean, his strikeouts are way high. He's striking out, way more. I mean, I think he's on pace for 200 strikeouts, and that's not him either. But when he does put it in play, there's been enough hard contact to where it's – I guess that's how it goes sometimes when you're struggling. You need the ball hard, it goes right at somebody. But yeah, there were some, Bart almost hits two home runs, and the game-winning home run gets over the fence by a foot or 6 inches or whatever. So, there is a little bit of that involved too. I don't believe so much in luck because, there are instances where luck changes the game. But, I mean, this has been a recurring theme here for a while now, the offense struggling. But, yeah, Donnie, I think, has done a nice job. I think he has these guys prepared. I think he's prepared for situations. The way he's used the bullpen, I know some might disagree, with the other night, Holderman and Bednar coming in, and, Holderman gave up a base hit, which Key Brian Hayes usually makes that play. Yes. That's a different game there. Bednar has been doing a great job since he came back. But that's the other thing. I think another problem with all this is, like, when you're in a tie game or a one-run game, you're going with your top relievers to keep it tied or to keep the score of the game. Now you're using these guys night in, night out. And so now, a couple of days later, this guy's not available. I think there was four guys that weren't unavailable on Monday night. And so, you got to use your guys that are down the pecking order in that bullpen. And so, yeah, that's the other problem with the offense. I think they've scored more than four runs six times this year, which is incredible. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I looked that up the other day, and I could be wrong, but that's just way too much pressure on your pitching staff. You got to find a way to let these guys go out there and pitch with a lead.
John, we were supposed to get lunch on Friday. I begged you to come, and then I canceled on you at the last minute. So my apologies for that. Hopefully we can make that work.
Yeah, we'll talk again. Next week might be okay. We'll figure it out. I know we have a day game Wednesday. I work all next week, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. My schedule, I run around. And by the way, I didn't realize how different you sounded on the phone. I mean, you sounded normal on the phone, and then you get on the radio, and, hey, there's John Wehner, and we're going to be...
All right, John. Really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
I got kids.
Life beats me down. Know. I had just awoken from a nap. That's all that was. Yeah.
You got a good radio voice.
What a nice
guy.
That's
nice.
You're the man, buddy. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Take it easy. That guy, he's the best.
Didn't he call you a baby or don't be a baby?
That's what he said when I was going to throw out the first pitch. I said, what's the advice that you would give me? He said, yeah, don't be a baby. What can we discern about this potential Steelers schedule from some of the schedule leaks from around the NFL? Got one for you coming up next. We got Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. I was not a baby. I lasered that puppy right in there, Doran. Mm. Mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug Whaley joins us in about 10 minutes for a full hour. It's a Wednesday with Doug Whaley. Our good friend, Donnie Football Schedule, he tweets, getting the sense based on leaks around the league that the Steelers will be on the road in the AFC North in week one. Feels like a lot of matchups are in division out of the gate. All right, give me the Kenny Pickett battle then.
Yeah.
Give me KP v. A-Rod. Play it in Cleveland, fine. That way you don't have to go there on a Thursday night when the weather's bad and lose that game. And, oh, man, would that not be a great matchup?
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
Yes.
Kenny Pickett against even Mason Rudolph is fun.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
There's so many scenarios. Even Mason Rudolph versus Joe Flacco or Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers.
Joe Flacco v. Mason Rudolph doesn't quite do it for me the same way as, like, Shador Sanders or Kenny Pickett against...
Right.
A-Rod?
You lost to Joe Flacco last year, though.
Yeah, you did. And then they talked about him like he was Johnny Unitas after the damn game. Well, he's a veteran. He picked them apart. Anthony Richardson ran all over him, and then he comes out of it.
Yep.
Joe Flacco picks him apart. I did tease this earlier, and then we didn't do it, so let's do it quickly. The Steelers' strength of schedule is ranked 19th in the NFL right now based on last season's winning percentage. So that would be a significantly easier schedule than the one they played last year. But I think it's harder than that. Like, yeah. I think you got some teams here that are going to improve. Like, you're playing Minnesota, as we know, September 28th in Dublin. I don't know that Minnesota will be quite as good because you got basically a rookie quarterback starting and Sam Bradford, I almost said.
Wow.
Darnold. Oh, my God. Sam Darnold last year was really good until he wasn't. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's going to be that good in week four.
Well, they beefed up their offensive line. They paid a couple guys, and they paid a lot on their
defense. They got Javon Hargrave.
They got a couple D linemen.
Mm-hmm.
They paid money to.
So yes.
They're going to be a better team, probably.
They were a 14-win team last year. I don't think they're going to win 14. They're going to win more than 11.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very good football team. The Bears are going to be a much better football team. Their coach was a buffoon. They got the hottest coaching candidate on the market. They didn't trade for Mike Tomlin. They got Ben Johnson, and they've beefed up their offensive line. They got the tight end in round one of the NFL draft, and at this point, they still have their full complement of wide receivers. They're going to be much better than their record was last year. I'm going to say the same thing for Cincinnati. I know that Trey Hendrickson says he's not playing on the current deal, and he's personally offended. My guess is he ain't playing for them this year. Where's he go? I don't know. Maybe he just holds out. He ain't going to be a Bengal. Their defense, tangibly, there are no reasons to believe it's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
However, it can't be worse. And the offense, I think, is going to be just as good.
Yeah.
So I just think because you've got Burrow and those weapons, you're going to be better this year. Detroit going to be very good. Los Angeles should be good. I think New England's going to be improved.
They're going to be better, yes.
I think the Jets, The Ravens are the Ravens. The Browns stink. But you got Buffalo. They're not going anywhere. Depending on when you got Miami, that could be difficult. Green Bay is going to be good. I think Indy sucks. And I think Seattle could be decent. So, all right, 19th in terms of winning percentage last year. But there's a couple of teams there that should improve. And I don't see a lot of teams there that are going to regress. We'll see when they will play these games. How many are in primetime, if they'll play on holidays later on today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.